Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
not intended to take the place of Orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e., not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels.
This is episode 262, and back by popular demand from last week, we have the healer John Lucas, and this is the Broken Heart Show. We had so many people calling in last week with emotional and broken heart problems that John very kindly said he would stand in for a guest who can't be here today, and so we're doing a very special Broken Heart Show. We already have a couple of callers on the switchboard. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom. And with a bit of luck, we may be able to find Gary Moore around the airwaves sometime soon. Haven't seen him yet, but he may be there somewhere. Okay, because this is a worldwide co-creation, and we do get callers and guests calling in from all over the world, from Helsinki and Brazil even. In fact, we've got Jampi in the chat room. He's from Brazil. And his clocks have gone forward because it's now summertime there. But next week, ours will go back. And so the show will be at 10 p.m. our usual time, but it will be 6 p.m. in the United States because your clocks don't go ahead until the 4th of November. Go back, I mean, till the 4th of November. Okay, well, because we're having a worldwide co-creation and anyone who listens in, joins in or comes in the chat room, helps to co-create the wonderful energies, and so we're going to send out a great big cosmic kiss and have a group hug for everyone. So let's have a group hug and a big kiss. Oh, there you go. I hope you felt that. Anyway, okay then. I haven't seen Gary yet, but he may be around somewhere. But before we actually bring John on, who's going to do instant miraculous healings, as he did last week, And for the first time on the Healing Fountain, he's going to be removing the imprint of emotional pain. So call in early if you have any pain such as this, and the call-in number is 646-929-0461. And if you're calling in from outside the United States, you have to put 001 before the number. So that would be 001-646-929-0461. Well, he's a very handy man to have around, is our John Lucas. And so I thought, what better song to play to open the show than this one?
Because of what I'm putting down, baby, I'm your handyman. I'm not the kind that uses a pencil or a rule. I'm handy with the love and I'm no fool. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. If your broken heart need repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. If your broken heart need repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper busy 24 hours a day. I've been broken hearts, I know I really care.
Great song that, isn't it? Well, I love that one. Okay, that was Jimmy Jones, handyman that was called. And as I said, a very handy man to have around is John Lucas. Are you there, John?
Yes, I am.
Hiya. Do you remember that song?
Oh, you picked the perfect song, as a matter of fact.
Good.
I couldn't have done better. I would probably have thought about it and said, hey, could you put that song on? You actually did it.
Oh, good. Okay, well, I must have read your mind.
I guess so.
Well, before we bring on our first caller, would you like to tell us a little bit about your work?
And sure. Well, for years I worked on people hands-on, got all the clients that nobody else could help, and they'd all get well. And it started evolving at some point when I called a friend of mine in San Diego, who I used to know in Florida, and he had a dry socket, and he was in pain for 2 weeks. And I said, let me see if I can help you. And within 2 or 3 minutes, I cleared his entire dry socket, no more pain. It was all gone. And now I can do that in a split second. That's where that started. The broken heart part, I guess, was about 8 years ago. It was around Christmas. I was at 2 a.m. I'm in the living room looking at this tree, kneeling on the floor, testing and doing stuff. And I discovered that I could actually delete a broken heart at that point. And it took me a few minutes. Now it generally just takes a second to, you know, eliminate that imprint and frequency. So, you know, basically that's what I do. People contact me for the physical things and things that nobody can help them with. And I erase those imprints. They tell me, I don't make a claim. They just tell me if they have results, and I expect them to have results. And so you know, today I figure why not do one just for broken heart. You know, someone who has a really broken heart, those are the people I'd really like to talk to. A lot of people have little emotional things going on here and there. They get over those. But when you have a real broken heart, you never really get over it unless it can be just erased.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, we actually have a lady, and I'm quite sure she called in last week, and we said that you're going to be doing a broken heart show this week. So it may be the same Patricia. Do you want me to bring her on and find out?
Okay, yeah.
Are you ready? Unless do you want to say anything else first?
I don't think so at the moment. So we did some work on her last time, right?
I'm not sure. No, because you weren't doing broken hearts last week.
Oh, that's right. Oh, she called in. Okay, that's right.
Possibly. It may not be the same one. Hello, is that Patricia?
Hi. Yes, this is Patricia, but I did not call in last week.
Oh, you didn't. Okay. Right. Okay, then. Well, someone called in last week, and we said call in next week because we're going to be specializing in broken hearts. So you're live on air with John Lucas, if you want to just say hello to him.
Hi, John.
Hi, Patricia. Where are you?
I'm in the Southwest area.
Okay. I lived in the Southwest quite a bit. You sound like you have a Texas accent. But
not in Texas, but more towards New Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
go ahead.
So, do you have a broken heart?
Well, I don't know if it's a broken heart or if it's just something in very deep emotional stuff hits me every once in a while, and this is from childhood.
Is it a specific situation? Is it?
Yes, it's involving a sibling.
Yeah.
Me. And I don't know where this fits in. Maybe it does fit in the broken heart because I was very hurt when I found out later on in my older years what this person felt about me. I have a sister that has not liked me for pretty much most of my life and has carried a lot of jealousy towards me.
Yeah.
And I've never done anything to her. She was pretty much jealous of me and my father's close relationship.
Okay, well, look, tell you what. I know that's not a broken heart. That is a deep emotional thing. But let me just do a deletion on this, and then we're going to have you think about it and see if the bad feeling is gone. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, think about her and think about the situations and see if it's better or gone.
Well, it's interesting because I thought about her and now I can't.
What can happen is it can be hard to bring back the thought about the situations when it's gone. And this happens all the time. So if you'd have thought about this earlier, it would probably have bothered you. Is the bad feeling gone now? Because I did the work.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't bother me.
And
that's why I was a little confused, because I don't know if it's more on her part or more on mine.
Yeah.
But when I found out about it, it hurt me.
And all of that doesn't matter anymore. The thing is, we want the bad feeling gone in you.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah, I do feel free.
You feel free? That's what we want. It's not a broken heart, but it's a deep hurt.
Yes.
And that was part of the beginnings of this work. I did broken hearts. I did deep hurt, deep pain, and things like that. So it's all connected in to some degree.
Okay. I thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. And you know, when people contact me for work, I do lifetime work, so I delete a lifetime of either physical imprints of the things that have happened physically from day one, even before your birth, that were going to happen, and the emotional things in life. You know, it could be a multitude of things that are a problem, So I erased every one of them, just poof, just like that.
Oh, awesome.
Brilliant. And also, Patricia, I don't know if it helps if I say this to you as well, but in one way, it's none of our business what somebody else thinks of us. The only thing that matters is what we think of them. And if we just send all the love out we can towards them, it's not really our business what they think of us. We can't really do anything about that. All we can do anything about is what we think about other people. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's just that she would hurt me, and I questioned why she would lash out at me and purposely hurt me when I wasn't doing anything, and then that's when I found out. Otherwise, she didn't bother me.
Maybe she can contact me and we'll erase a lifetime of stuff for her or for you or whoever.
Yeah, if she's open to that, if I ever get the heart-to-heart conversation with her, I'll have her call you.
Well, people are hurting all around. They're hurting all over the place, physically and emotionally, and thinking they have to live with something physical or something emotional, and they don't. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah, that is true. And I know that the only thing I can control is myself. So I appreciate the healing, which goes into my cellular level. And that's all I can control, I know.
Okay, well, let me hear from you if you want any other work, and I'm happy that you're happier now.
Thank you. Yes.
And
you're
you can
welcome.
Contact John on www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. And, in fact, the web page is on our show page. And if you're on the show page now and you want to find the live chat room, just scroll down to the bottom and you'll see people in the chat room there. And you can type in if you register with Blog Talk Radio with a username. Okay, so thanks so much for your call, Patricia. And I hope that sorts out that problem. And,
thank you.
Yeah, you can always call us again when John's on again and let us know how you went on.
Okay.
Thanks a lot for your call. I'll put you back on mute and you can listen, continue if you like. And do you want me to bring the next caller on right now, John?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay. It's area code 661. Hello, you're live on air with John. Who's speaking, please? Hello? I hope they haven't dropped off to sleep. Area code 661, are you just listening in and you don't really want to ask a question, or if you want to speak, speak now or forever hold your peace? Hello. No, I think they're going to be a little bit shy today, so.
Oh, they shouldn't be shy.
We're nearly human, aren't we, John?
People can actually be ashamed of certain things in life that broke their heart. They don't even have to tell me what it is. I mean, Patricia didn't have to tell me a thing, just that this something was going on and I would have erased it anyway. So they don't have to be shy about, oh, I can't tell them what's going on or what happened to me. You don't have to. It's great if you do and it's great if you don't. So, I would just say, call in, because this is an opportunity, and why live with something in the past or even in the present that's you're really hurting you?
Yeah, in fact, you don't even need to give your name, anyone. Well, they've actually gone offline, so I think they were a bit too shy. But we're going to try the next person, and that's area code 970. Hello, area code 970. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's speaking?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Patty.
Patty.
Hello, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi.
970. That sounds like Texas. Am I right? Or Florida?
No, Colorado.
Boy, I'm doing good today, aren't I?
I feel
close. What's going on with you, Patty?
Gosh, well, I called in because I would really like some healing. I mean, I don't know if you would say I have a broken heart, but I feel I've come pretty darn close. I've had things starting from as a young child, in which I was bullied pretty severely and had family issues, and up until just recently, I've loved and been in relationships with two people who didn't love me back, and that was very hard.
Yeah. Well, is there one specific that's really bad? Let's focus on one and let's see what happens.
Yeah, the most recent.
Did I lose you?
No, I'm here.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Patty. Yeah, you need to stay close to your mouthpiece.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Patty. Patty, here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about this situation that's really hurt you. Just think about it. Mm-hmm. And get feeling. The bad feeling should just show right up, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I got goosebumps. I'm just going to erase that. Okay. Think about it now and see if the bad feeling is gone.
I feel it's better and will continue to fade. Yeah.
Okay, well, I want it gone. Test and see now. See, you can have a thought without the feeling because you kind of remember something. But let's see if the bad feeling is gone from it. Check again and see.
Okay. I would say it's gone.
Yeah. And even the thought of things and tends to fade on people.
Yeah.
And like Patricia before you on the phone, she had trouble getting it back.
Good. That's exactly what I want.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, this was the most recent thing that happened, but I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, it's a lot.
Well,
but
why don't you look at my website and contact me and let me do a lifetime deletion for you? Just a suggestion, because you did say you had a lot of things, and I wanted to focus on one because I wanted you to get results. I wanted people to hear, you know, those who are afraid to call out there, hear that this really works. That when we erase the chalkboard with something bad that's on the chalkboard, it's not there anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And, yeah, I think you have to really want it gone, too.
Well, you wanted it enough to call me. You don't have to want it any further than that. It has nothing to do with your belief system or anything. When it's erased beyond your birth and your first breath and through your life, and it's just done, and I don't even have to know what it is.
That's amazing, yeah. Well, that's great.
Amazes me.
Yeah, it's brilliant, that, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for your help.
Tell all your friends with hurts and broken hearts and divorces and children who have died and parents who have died, all these things that happen to people, if they come to your mind, you know, you can tell them and that there is hope, and it's not the hope of years of counseling, because that doesn't erase anything.
Yeah, I found it often keeps bringing it to the surface.
It can drive, in my opinion, it can drive you nutty. That's a professional term. Bringing it up over and over and over and renewing it in your mind and never deleting, like you hit the delete key on a computer, never deleting the problem and the cause of the problem.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Well, I will definitely take a look at your website and recommend you to some others who may need it.
Okay, Patty, good to talk to you. I'm glad you called in.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Patty. And you can always call back when John's on again and let us know how you went on, or if you've got anything else you want deleting. But the lifetime removal of the imprint that John doesn't take a lifetime to do. It only takes a few minutes or a few seconds, doesn't it, John?
A few minutes, yeah. Well, I'll talk to you on the phone if you call me, and, you know, a little personal time there, but it doesn't take long at all.
That's great. Okay, then. So thanks a lot, Patty. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And if anyone else wants to call in, the call-in number is 646-929-0461. And you don't have to give your name. You can just call yourself Miss X or Mr. X. And you don't need to tell us where you're from, because we're not really bothered where you're from or, you know, what your name is. It doesn't matter. Unless you want to get friendly with everybody on the airwaves, that's up to you. It is more personal to me. Yeah, Miss X.
Like Agent 007. You don't know who I am, but, yeah, I can do the job. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I just had a thought here. I really want people, of course, to call in today with the broken hearts. I know they're listening. I know many are afraid. They got a lot of emotional conflict going on just because of things that have happened in life. I will put this out. If somebody has a horrible fear, I mean a bad fear, and you can't get past it, then I'll open that up for those people too. So a broken heart or a really bad fear, a trauma, fear of some kind is just really terrible. And
what
people deal with a lot of stuff.
John? What about things like arachnophobia and things like that?
Well, that is a fear. Yeah, that is a fear. You know, things happen to people. People get raped or beat up or stolen from or, you know, divorces. All sorts of things can create fear in people. So whatever the fear, it really doesn't matter.
Mm.
So broken heart or fear.
Jumpy has arachnophobia, but he seems to have dropped off the airwaves at the minute. But we do have another caller.
And let me say this, but he called before, didn't he call before and we did some work on him?
Yes, I think he did.
Yeah. So if somebody has called any show I've been on and I've already worked on them, they really need to contact me for some real lifetime work and not call in again for more work, because I want that open to people who have not had this experience and not had the help for free like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's who I want this open to, the people who never talked to me before, never gotten any help before, and I want to help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Okay, then, so shall we take the next caller? And it starts off 447. Hello. Who are we speaking to? Do you want to give us your name or Mr. X or Miss X?
Hello, hi, can you hear me?
Hiya.
Hi,
yes, I can
is
hear
Deep.
You.
I don't mind. My name is Deep. I don't mind disclosing my name on air.
Okay. Deep. Deep Blue Sea.
Yes, Deep. Yes, Deep Blue Sea, that's right.
Yeah, you're in the chat room as Deep Blue Sea. Right, okay then. It's Deep. And do you want to tell John about your problem, Deep?
I was in a long marriage, and I was abused emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And so wanted to understand if I have a broken heart or I have a deep wound. And I also like a girl called Dimitra, who also has issues from the past. So because of her issues,
Yeah, she'll have to contact me, but let me do this on you. Now, when you think about this situation, can you feel the pain of the situation?
Yeah, I feel the disappointment more than the pain.
Uh-huh.
Because I've spent a lot of energy.
Okay. Why don't you check again and see if that feeling is gone?
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a lot of pain, but it feels more like a disappointment, a deep sense of disappointment that things didn't work out, in spite of my spending so much of energy, time, and effort into it.
Right. Well, I want you to think about it again and see if the disappointed feeling is gone. You can have the thought, but see if the feeling of disappointment is now gone.
I don't know. I'm too conscious to say yes or no.
Well, When you called, you had the feeling. Now you're having trouble getting it back. Now, is that right? This happens with people a lot. It's hard to believe it's gone, and they will think the thought, but it's like their mind didn't convince, but the feeling is really gone. Is the bad feeling of disappointment gone?
No, I still feel the regret. I don't feel the pain.
Okay.
I have felt the pain before, as in I've moaned about it for a year, and I don't feel the hurt and pain as much, but it's more the disappointment and the regret.
Like regret. Okay, so you're feeling better, but there's still other things going on. It sounds like it was rather complicated. I suggest maybe you contact me, you know, for some work. But you do feel better, right?
I'm not saying I don't. I don't know either way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't you just stay with it a while? A while ago you said you felt better. Now you say you don't know. Why don't you go ahead, you know, hang up or go to the side and wait a while and see if the feelings are gone, because I think they're gone. You did say they were a while ago and you were better. Now you're saying you don't really know, and that's why I say when a situation like that occurs, you might want me to really do a lifetime deletion of stuff for you. But maybe take a few minutes, and maybe we can talk to you in a few minutes, and we can see if you feel like it's gone. How about that?
Yeah, sure. And when I say I feel better, I mean from the pain-wise. I don't feel the pain in the last year, but it's more the sense of disappointment, regret. Yeah, the pain isn't there since last year.
Pain disappeared while we were talking. Is that right?
No, I was saying since the last year, the pain isn't there, but it's more the disappointment and regret.
Okay. My testing is, I'm testing you, says that you need some further work, so...
Okay.
You can stay on and see how you feel later, but my testing, as I'm testing you now, says you need some heavy, deep, deep work, which takes a little more than just this right here.
All right.
Okay?
Yes, sure.
Give it a few minutes, see how you do, and if everything doesn't disappear, you might want to contact me, okay?
All right, sure, I will do. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thanks for that, John. And we'll put you on mute for a little while, Deep, and we'll bring you back on in a bit while you get a chance to think about how you feel, because it's such, you know, somebody says, how do you feel? You've got to think about it, don't you? So we'll put you on mute and bring you back on in a little while, all right?
Yeah, or maybe I will call back John, or I'll drop him an email, and I'll think about it tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, well, you can contact John at www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. All right, then. So thanks for your call, Deep, and the best of luck to you.
Sure.
And if John's on again, you can always phone in. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
And we're going to bring on area code 661 and see who we've got live on there. Hello, area code 661. Who are we speaking to, please? Hello? 661? I think that person is very shy. You can always say it's Mr. X or Miss X. Someone's clearing the throat. Don't be shy.
See, we don't have this problem when we're just doing the physical imprints. When you get into the emotions, this kind of thing can happen.
Well, if you're too shy to speak, never mind. We'll just put you back on mute. I'll just... are you there? Hello?
Hello? Jan?
Is that Jumpy?
I think they've got a radio on. They've got a radio on the background.
I think.
This kind of thing can happen.
We've got a sound loop, John.
Never mind, we'll just put you back on mute.
I'm repeating myself.
Yes, I am.
Is your
Hello?
Speakers jumping?
Hello?
Jumpy.
Hello?
No, I'll have to put you on mute. Yeah, hang on. We'll put Jumpy on mute because we've got a sound mute. Hello?
It sounds like he has the radio on in the background with a show in the background. If that's so, then that's confusing.
No, it'll be the show page probably. But or he's got his speakers up too loud and we've got a really bad sound loop. So I'll
All
have
right.
to put him back on mute. So we'll bring the next person on. And I think he's in the chat room, so I'll just explain what was going on in the chat room to him. Okay, so we'll bring on area code 207. Hello, area code 207.
Hi there.
Hi, what's your name? Do you want to give us your
name
or
Cindy.
Not? Cindy. Hi, Cindy. Okay, did you have a question for John at all?
Well, I'm very interested in getting into a long-term relationship and wondered if I needed some type of clearing to release all of the broken hearts that have come my way.
Well, I'll tell you what. Today I'm just going to delete one broken heart if you know that you have one. Other than that, when you have a lot of things going on, relationships, and you want to change things like that, I do deletions and I do imprints when we do an emotional work, which I think is number 6 or 7 on the website as far as protocols. But today let's see if we can pick one.
Okay.
And so you will know that it's really happened.
Okay. Okay, the one that I would pick would be the death of my husband.
Oh, that's heavy. I got goosebumps on that one. Yeah, I did.
That's
I got goosebumps all over.
One.
Yeah. So that was a real tragedy for you, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, check and see if the pain of that is gone. You can still have a thought, but see if the pain of that is gone.
I would say it is. I just the reason I wanted to call in was just basically to make sure that I'm clear of that.
Okay, but you weren't clear of it when you called, right?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, do you feel clear of it now?
Yes, I do, actually.
I can't find it as I'm doing my testing on you, so. And that's pretty quick, and you could 30 years of counseling can't get rid of that. So, yeah, I can't find it at all.
Terrific.
So the pain of that should, I believe, really be gone and all the other things. Yeah. If it's gone, it doesn't interfere.
Right.
It doesn't create havoc in any other relationship in your life because it's not there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right. Perfect.
So you can, you know, some people, you know, they have a heart so broken, they can't live. They can't
right.
live their lives anymore the way they did. They want to desperately, but they can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not there, you're free to run. You know, find a sweetie, or if you have somebody, then you're free to open up to them.
Okay. Well, thank you for checking that for me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, that's great.
Okay.
Thanks, Cindy. And that was a quick healing there, wasn't it?
That's the way it's supposed to be, yeah.
Wow. So,
I delete these from your, I erase these from your being, you know, the core of your being. And people will feel things like in the pit of their stomach, which is below the rib cage and the solar plexus. And if you don't get the pain there anymore, you know the pain is gone.
Wow, that's brilliant. Okay, Cindy.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for your call. And you can always call in again when John's on. Let us know how you went on and tell us if you, got over all your problems from the past in order to make a good start, a fresh start. Thanks a lot for your call. Okay, then.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
We're going to see who's on area code 609, if you're okay, John, for the next caller, are you? Area code 609.
Yeah, I'm ready. Absolutely.
Hello. Good, thanks.
Yes, hi.
Hi, what's your name? Oh, do you want to give it?
My name is Susan.
Susan. Hi, Susan. Okay, then. You're live on air with John.
Hello, Susan.
Hi there. I kind of caught you in between. So do I just tell you what's going on or what I don't understand?
Well, do you have a broken heart?
I have emotional problems and I have I'm dealing with cancer, so
okay, well, of course you're getting into some heavier things there, and I want you, when you said that, I want you to look at my website. There is a number one protocol for physical imprints where I erase physical blueprints and imprints, and I don't claim to treat cancer, don't need to claim anything, but please read that. And then there's an emotional one. Is there something
emotional?
What is it emotional that you would like for me to address? One situation. Broken heart, your puppy bit you, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Just feel, I don't know, free, not feel this heaviness. Just to be happy.
What is the heaviness from?
I mean, there's always been emotional issues, self-esteem issues before the cancer.
Okay, well, you have an hour to talk to me of stuff, I know. So let me just do something and see if we can really lighten you up. Give me just a second here. I'll just delete all that stuff from your voice and your breath, your being, consciousness. Okay, now, let's see if you feel a lot better. Check and see.
Feel a little better. Feel like
things have lightened up.
A little bit.
You should feel a lightness. You have so much going on. The only thing I can say is you should feel a lightness, like things have just, that were hovering around you. You don't feel them like you did.
Yeah, it doesn't feel as cloudy. It feels a little lifted. I mean, I don't expect
I know you still have things to deal with that you're talking about here, the heavy physical things. And, you know, contact me if you want to from my website. But I wanted to lighten you up because you had too much going on. And if we can lighten it up and you still have to deal with certain things, but maybe deal with them without the pressure that you had.
Yes, that's what I wanted. Actually, my head feels a little clearer. I don't feel as bogged down.
And I want people to know, you're listening out there, I'm not a psychic. Okay, you can go to psychic schmikic for the rest of your life or some medical intuitive whatever, and you still, from what I've seen, still have your problem. I'm not that. I actually access you with a testing technique I have, and I erase this from your being, and I'm not peering into your future with any crystal ball or anything like that. I don't channel Jack, Susie, or Billy Bob. You know, I don't do any of that. I use Einstein work and beyond in doing this. And I've had atomic changes in my body, which enables me to do this work. So there you go. So you feel a lot better now?
I feel better. I do.
Okay. Well, let me hear from you. Let me hear from you if you decide to do that. And I think we'll be able to do things you can't imagine with this work.
Okay. I'll have to check out your website. And thank you.
Okay, you're very
Beyond
welcome.
Healing. Yeah. Beyond Healing, JohnLucas.com. Thank you for your call, Susan. And you can always call back whenever Johnny's on again. So good luck with everything. And we'll put you back on mute. And if you want to call in, anyone out there, it's 646-929-0461. Or if you're calling from outside the United States, 001-646 929-0461. And we do have another caller right now who we'll bring on. And it's area code 862. Hello, you're live on air with John.
Hello, John. How are you?
Hiya.
Well, I'm good as I can be.
Hi.
What's going on?
Well, I do have a broken heart.
You have a broken... What's your name?
My name is Jackie.
Jackie. Okay, Jackie.
Yeah.
So is this about one person or something?
Both my parents were gone. When my mother died, my heart was just shattered, and I think it's like even my kids are affected by it, and they're in the same situation. All three of them in a different one.
Okay, so you had a broken heart when your mama died.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's just give me a second here. Okay, this is taking me a few seconds. This is really big. Okay, see if that feels better now. If you think about mama and you don't feel this terrible broken heart.
I can't really tell. My head got lighter, that's all, you know.
Your head got lighter? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I was focusing on it or what, but...
Well, when you called, you knew you had a broken heart.
Yeah.
If you thought about it, you would feel the pain. Is that correct?
Yeah, my stomach,
okay.
I would get like this feeling in my stomach that... It comes and go with anxiety, like when things get flooded.
Okay, is that gone?
Yes.
See, that's what you want. It can be hard to believe that you can be free of something this quick and something so deep. So if you had the feeling before you called and you don't get it now, something has happened, right? And it can be hard to believe. It can be hard to believe. It's not a belief system. This is way beyond a belief system. So you feel a lot better now. I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm asking you, just asking you.
I mean, like, I have a feeling in my chest that I just can't get off my chest.
Well, that's grief. That's connected to it. See how that feels now. See if that's gone. That feel better?
No, not really.
That doesn't really feel better. I can't find any. I can't find any frequency in there. In the chest. That would be grief. So do you feel like the broken heart is gone? When you think about your mama, is the broken heart gone? I can't find it. When I test you, I can't find it.
I don't know if my kids are dealing with it. They like to. They hide things from me. They won't.
Yeah, but that's something else. We're just talking about you and your mother's death. We have to focus on one thing here. Anything else and all this other stuff would have to a lifetime deletion, you know, with me working with you personally off the air.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about is the broken heart gone about your mother? Because my testing can't find it. You knew you had it when you called. Now you're having difficulty telling me whether it's there or not. When that happens, usually it's pretty much gone. It's just you're still looking for it. Are you looking for it?
I guess, yeah.
But you can't find it. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I can't find that and all of the other things you might want to, you know, let me hear from you and do some other work. But you can't pull up the broken heart and I can't find it. And you've got a lot of other things going on in your life, so you know, let me know if you want me to, you know, do the other further deep work. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I think your mama thing is I think it's gone. So just let us know. Let me know. You know my website, beyondhealingjohnlucas.com, and I do have an email, which is Lucas Luke Adams at Hotmail, and that's LucasLucAdams at Hotmail.com. So you can contact me, and that information is on the website. And so let me hear if you want excuse me, if you want to talk, or you know, if you want any further work.
Okay.
I think you're better, aren't you? You can't find the broken heart, right?
No, I can't find it. I guess maybe
yeah.
Now it's just in my head, you know, the emotional aspect of it and just handling
yeah.
and juggling so many different things
yeah.
at once.
Yeah, you got a lot of other things going on. You just didn't have just a broken heart. You had all these other things, and that's why I do the erasing of a lifetime of stuff. So today we got the broken heart frequency, and maybe I'll hear from you again, okay?
Yeah, if I get that money.
Yeah. It's always very traumatic when a loved one dies, isn't it? And there are so many people out there. I mean, we all die, don't we, at some point? And we've all had deaths in the family. Well, we don't actually die because our energy is still alive. And I know that your mother is always around you, Jackie, as is everyone's mother. Always around, because even though they've passed on and stepped into another room, so to speak, they're still interested, they still feel like you're the daughter or the son, and they're still around you when they've passed on. And you know, and it won't be maybe that long before we all meet up with our loved ones, you know. So we're here to do what we're here to do, Jackie. And when they pass over, it's heaven's gain and our loss. But they've done what they came to do, and it's their time to move on. And it's all natural, isn't it? It's as natural as being born to pass over. It's just that people are afraid to speak about death in our culture for some reason. Don't you think? There's not that much written about it. You know, people just have to suffer it and get on with their lives, you know. But it is all.
Well, I immediately had no other choice but to try to get on with mine. You know, it's just been like
and
a
especially
tsunami.
And if you've got children, you've got to continue for their sake, don't you? And, you know, what you need to try and do, if you can, is be happy for the sake of your children. They don't want to remember you when you pass on as a victimized, miserable woman, do they? You know, you want them to remember you as a bright, happy soul, don't you? I know.
Absolutely.
I want my children to remember me as that. And so we just have to try and get on with everything as best we can and make life a pleasure for other people around us. That's what it's all about. So shake it off. You know.
Yeah, I'm trying to, but, you know, I'm really trying to. I understand what you're saying, both of you. I don't really believe that everyone in my midst understand that. You know.
Well, I tell you, Jackie, we did the broken heart, so really we really need to go on here, look at the website, think about it, see how you feel, and know that you have a lot of complications, so we can't deal with them right now.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you
so
much.
You do feel better. you do feel better, so maybe we'll hear from you later, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
that broken
about
heart thing.
Your life happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
And make life happy for your kids. Okay, then.
Okay.
Just enjoy everything you have. And don't
thank
think
you.
About what you've lost. Okay. Thank you
all
for
right.
your call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, then. Well, you can always call in again, Jackie, if John again soon. We don't have any other callers just at the minute. So if you'd like to call in, it's 646-929-0461. So you won't be waiting long. And if you're calling from the United States, it's 001-646-929-0461. Okay, then. So shall we do the candle ceremony while we're waiting for someone to call in? John?
Yeah, we could do that, or I could open the line for one person with a physical pain, whichever you'd like to do.
Okay, well, if anyone has any physical pain and they want to call in, John is here, ready to take your call.
Yeah, I would take one like that. I really want to stick with the broken hearts and the emotion, but if one person, and we don't have anybody on the line for the emotional, the broken
moment.
Hearts.
No.
Yeah, then I'll take somebody with a physical pain. We'll erase that frequency.
Mm-hmm. And I'll play a little bit of music while we're waiting for someone to call in. So the call-in number again is 646-929-0461. And we're going to play this one. It's called God Whispers. And right now we'll light our candles and send out healing and send out healing around the world and set our intention. I'm lighting my candle for interspiritual unity and world peace. So you can light your candle and set your intention for whatever you like. And I'm lighting the candle to remind us that we're all part of the great, great flame. All part of the great light. And now we're going to ask Patricia Corey to call in the light. Thank you, Patricia.
We call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Azrael, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Thank you, Patricia. And now I'd like to play a song written and sung by my sister, Sue Sikora. It's called The River of Souls, and I'd like to dedicate this to anyone who's suffering pain from someone passing over. And if you'd like to call in, you still have time. It's 646-929-0461. Here we go. Sue Sikora, River of Souls.
Still feel you near to me.
That was lovely. Thank you, Sue Sikora. And now we're going to have Gary with his beautiful heart meditation. So here we go. Sit comfortably. Take a few deep breaths. And ground yourself to Mother Earth.
Begin as we always begin, simply by being aware. Aware of what we're experiencing. Aware of what's going on. As we close our eyes, this closes off the outer world, allowing our attention and our focus to experience what's inside of us. Experiences of what we are hearing and sensing around us. Everything that happens in this meditation is absolutely perfect. Be easy. Let it all go. As always, letting thoughts just be a meaningless activity in the mind, a flow of energy, not minding the content of the thought, not resisting. Bringing the awareness to the body. Noticing what you may be feeling in your body. Perhaps you're noticing your heart beating. What about your breathing? Bringing your awareness to your breath. Noticing the breath moving in and out. Expand your stomach and allow your breath to come into your entire being. Notice how your body feels as you breathe. Bringing the awareness to the belly, allowing it to soften and relax. Noticing how the breath goes deep into your entire being, noticing all the aspects of the experience of breathing. Feeling the movement of the air in and out of the nose, the temperature of the air, the sensation of that movement. Breathe deeply. Easily favor the experience of breathing. Gently bringing the attention to the area of the heart. Bringing the awareness to the heart. Letting the breathing happen in your heart. As if your heart is breathing. Energy to the heart that fills the breath with the energy of love. All sorts of experiences can come when we bring our awareness to the heart area. It wakes it up, connects us with what we're feeling there. Breathing in to the heart, we nourish the heart. Breathing out, we let go of what isn't needed. We cleanse the heart, letting all those ideas go and simply being present to the breath, moving in and out. Simply being present to the heart. Whenever the mind is wandering, easily bring the attention back to the breath and to the heart, not minding what happens. There could be some ache in the heart, some pain, some grief. There could be some sense of the energy of love. Simply having our awareness on the heart nourishes the heart. Continuing for a while with the awareness on the breath and on the heart. Simply noticing whatever arises in that experience. And at any time the attention wanders, simply bring it back to the process. Sensations in the body. noticing the physicality of the body. Being in the body. Being fully in the body. Simply noticing what's being felt in the body now as we start to prepare to come back from meditation. See how the body wants to move. Let it stretch and move. Take some deep breaths. Just very, very gradually come out of meditation. And when you feel ready, open your eyes.
And that was Gary Moore with the beautiful heart meditation. Thank you for that, Gary. It was lovely. Are you still there, John? We just want to mention your website again. And you can contact John at www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com if you've got any emotional or physical pain or anything like that. He removes the imprint instantly. Okay, thank you so much. And you'll be back on the 17th of November. Is that right, John?
That sounds great.
We're going to be removing the imprint of the pain of virus, infection and injury on that date. Okay, then. So thank you so much for joining us. And you can look for us on Facebook, the Gold Ring Healing Fountain. We're there on Facebook. And don't forget to join Gary Moore's show on Saturday night, the Daddy G Show. And see you back in November then, John. And thank you for being here. Next week, the clocks go back in England. And so the show is still on at 10 p.m. BST. Well, it'll be GMT by that time. And it will be 6 p.m. EST next week because the clocks in America don't go back until the 4th of November, I believe. Okay, then. So hope to see you next week. And if anybody out there is still suffering with a broken heart, call in next time John's on, next time we do a broken heart show. And in the meantime, I'm going to wish you love, Nat King Cole.
Goodbye.
Thank you for being with us.
no use
meeting
without
you. Love you. Bye, John.
This is where our story ends.
Thank you.
Never lovers, ever friends. Goodbye.
God bless everyone.
Let our hearts call it a day. But before you walk away, I sincerely want to say, I wish you bluebirds in the spring.
Very popular in the chat room, that
to
one.
Give your heart a song to sing, and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in some leafy glade. I wish you health and more than wealth. I wish you love. My breaking heart, and I agree that you and I could never be. So with my best, my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you